Welcome to the Table Talk podcast. This is a unique podcast that we have today as we are on a retreat with our team here in Austin, Texas. And so we are just going to chat about, we talk a lot about the five pillars of health. And one of those pillars is community and having community. And part of why we even have this team of health professionals that are working together is that we didn't want to do this in a silo. We wanted to have community surrounding helping people. And so we're just going to sort of share a little bit about what community means to us, and we'll just see where it goes. So thanks for listening in or watching if you're watching on YouTube. So Nicole, why don't you talk to us first, since you have the microphone, about what community means to you and, you know, what it is that you feel like people are missing maybe in our current society.
Yeah, well, I know I can speak to myself as people even on this one, because I recently moved across the country and I don't know anybody where I am. So having space to be able to connect with other peers and other women and people who are doing the same thing as me, or trying to at least, is really powerful, especially in person, because we're all virtual. We live all over the place. And yeah, one of my goals when I get back is to find my own community in the town that I live in. So it's more and more obvious as time goes on that, like, that in-person connection is so necessary for us to live healthy, happy lives.
Yeah. Awesome. Anyone else want to share?
I'll share.
Okay.
So I am a new-ish mother for the first time. I have a toddler, and I feel like for so many women, especially kind of in that, midlife, I guess, age range, we tend to just kind of like put social connection and community last. We're taking care of everybody else, and that just kind of gets put on the back burner. And so for me, not only getting to be around this team of amazing pharmacists from all over the country, getting to be in one spot together with like-minded people and just sharing our stories and fellowship, but also just like being with other women and, you know, having time for myself, and I'm not taking care of anybody else this weekend. It's just so important. And again, like, it's, we hit that sort of perimenopause age, and it's hard. Like, having adult relationships is hard because life gets harder and harder, to connect with people. Life gets crazy. So being here together, just like, it solidifies that for me. Like, you have to be intentional about cutting out time to be with those people who really lift you up and make you feel better, and it's important for our health. So,
Angela?
Yeah. I'm going to kind of add on to what Megan said about, you know, I think it depends on your season of life you're in, but I feel like connection for me right now is very important. Back home, I have friends who are parenting children about the same age. It's good to be able to see what they're doing, learn from them. Also, as parents get older, being able to like kind of relate and have support in those areas as well. This group is excellent because it's great, like you said, being around other like-minded people, working on some of the same areas of health, being able to learn and share, just so much collaboration, and just knowing that other people, you know, can help you out, provide advice, and just learning from those around us.
And I was going to add on, too, to what Angela said. You know, when you're in different seasons of life, you find yourself in different pockets of community. So, you know, for example, neighbors who have kids the same age, or, you know, parents of other kids who play the same sports as your kids. So you find yourself really with them oftentimes throughout the week and on the weekends when you have going to soccer tournaments and gymnastics meets, et cetera. So it's fun to have that kind of piece of community where you're all in the same life stage, and your kids are friends, and you really get to build bonds in that way. And then you have your college friends where you do have to make intentional time to hang out with them or meet up at a restaurant or whatnot. And then folks like the farm to table gals, where, you know, you get to carve out intentional time, whether you're meeting up in your local city because people are visiting, or you're coming to a retreat. It just really fills your cup because you are able to share kind of the highs of the highs and the lows of your life, your professional career, et cetera. And it's just neat to be able to form connection.
Yeah, I felt like just coming here feels like I've known all of you ladies forever. I just like meeting you on Zoom and everything, the joys of the technology that we have, that we can like be across the country and get to know each other, and just felt like we've been talking forever. And then as far as like talking about what Megan was saying about being intentional, what I've discovered is if I don't put things on the calendar, I'm not going to do it. And I can go 6 months to a year without meeting with my best friends. And so, you know, kind of fell into these communities with a book club and a cooking club. So once a month, I'm getting together with two separate groups of women that were here for each other for, again, the highs and the lows and loss and, you know, celebrations for each other. And that has just been literally one of the things that I start to crave if I miss it. So I think that it's really good to be intentional and put it on the calendar and have a group of women who's ready to kind of almost commit to being in each other's lives.
I love that, because I think so many people are trying to find friends that are, you know, they're searching because maybe their kids are different ages than their neighbor's kids and their lives aren't like fitting together, but like a book club, or, you know, maybe it's a Bible study, or, you know, something that you're like, this is an activity, but it also becomes like your built in family and your network and things that you're working towards. So awesome.
And I will just piggyback off of that. You know, community, it was so important for me, especially after COVID, after being isolated, to actually be a part of a group and talk to people, whether it was like over Zoom or coming to meetings like this. And I really noticed how my health declined. I started not being able to form sentences and have conversations. So I really noticed that about myself. So not only joining Farm to Table, but I also tried interacting more by going into work and acting.
I think that's interesting, Amber, that you bring up this concept of the lack of community and kind of the way that lack of community is detrimental to your health and your well-being. And the piece that, like, one of the things that stands out to me is I worked, when I first graduated from pharmacy school, I got a job working at a pharmacy benefit manager. So I was working in the insurance world, and all of my colleagues were, they were all pharmacists. So we had this thing in common, and you're like, oh yeah, we'll have, you know, something to talk about. But pharmacy can really only get you so far if, unless you're going to talk about similar pharmacy topics. And I suddenly realized that these people were like, they were super interested in sports and like the latest TV shows and what was on Netflix. And I'm like, I'm not that person. I like to cook. I don't watch TV. I have a garden. And it was really isolating. And I'm in this massive company with all of these pharmacists who I feel like I should be able to be friends with. And I can't, because I don't have a common seat or a common denominator to talk with. And like, I come to these retreats and it truly feeds my soul, because I don't have to be anybody different. I don't have to like pretend like I really know what's going on in the world of sports, because I honestly don't. And like, there are people on our team who do, and it's great because they're willing to like share it and I can learn from it, but they don't have an expectation of like, oh, that sports team, I can't even make a joke about it. But we can then like geek out about supplements or like, you know, sourdough bread or, you know, the newest kind of space age, like infrared mat therapy that we're like, oh, let's try this out. And so all of a sudden there's this like tribe. And so I often talk to patients about like, who are these people that light you up? Who do you need to see in your life, and making sure that you take time to see those people, whether it's family members or best friends or colleagues, but like that is such an essential piece of health that like your primary care doesn't, your primary care doctor is not going to write a script for like spend 20.
And I think like, I'm going to add to that because it just triggered some thoughts about how as we go through life, like it was super easy making friends when we were in school, and because you're with those people every single day. But as we age, you know, like Angela and Sarah was talking about, like we become more isolated and our vision or our hobbies change. So sometimes like your friends even change and you have to evolve and find that community. So it's better for your health.
Okay. It's really hard. Let's just say as an adult to say like, oh, my friends have changed, my interests have changed, and I don't know. Like all of a sudden, yes, you have to be like, Sarah, we're going to go get dinner. We're going to put it on the calendar right now. And then all of a sudden it's like that, you know, like, okay, well, there's these things here and we have these things here, and finding that.
6 Wednesdays from now.
Yep. six Wednesdays from now, we'll figure it out. Or like, you know, Nicole, you're on the other side of the country from me. We need to like text back and forth to figure out when we can meet on Zoom to just catch up, and like scheduling that and then saying like, oh, this is a new person and I want to be friends with you. Like, we don't say that as adults, like, hi, yeah, I think you're really cool, can you be my friend? But yeah, I think we should more often, because then it helps make sure that they also want to be your friend, and you build that community and yeah, you build those connections.
I've seen that like in a mom's groups where people will post like, hi, I'm new to the area. Like I have this interest and this interest, like who wants to be my friend? And I love that, because I think it's like, so, I mean, they're putting themselves out there. They're saying like, I want connection. I want community. I want it off of this social media platform that really isn't real connection. So I think that's really cool. But I think a lot of times also when people get really isolated, they start to believe like everything they read in a lot of our social media, you know, the post and the news and all of these things. And there's no one else to like bounce those ideas off of, and no one else to like come in and say, well, maybe that isn't completely true. So it really like gets people spinning in a way. I mean, if you think about even some of like the tragedies that have happened, and people start to believe that this is okay and it ends in a mass shooting of some sort. But I mean, that's like an extreme example, but I think there's a lot of times where even in our own minds, we like teach ourselves to believe something that isn't true because we're not filtering it through the lens of like other people in our world.
So
Sarah, did you want to
chime into anything?
No.
I kind of wanted to say something on coming from like the patient side. You know, a lot of people come to functional medicine because of their own health journey, maybe a family member or a friend. And I have my own personal health journey, and it was very, very isolating at the beginning. And I mean, this was even before COVID, and I was just kind of, you know, at home. I didn't have a lot of connection at all. I felt like nobody understood what I was going through. And the, you know, as time went on, I really just learned that trying to find people who get it and connecting with people is so much, you know, so important to the healing, your journey and healing, you know, just like going to your doctor, you know, your medications, your supplements, all that other, you know, the foundations of health, but community is super important. So I love that I found this group of women. Like Sarah said, you know, we can be ourselves. People who truly get it. So I think that it's just important to find those people. They may not always be your family or your next door neighbor, but you know, truly.
I think that what you just said, Nicole, is such a, maybe it's just where I am personally at in my life right now, is a very powerful thing about letting some pieces go and being like, oh, I am not that person, even though that person is like, it is part of who, the picture of who I am, but it is no longer like front and center object of interest in the middle. It's just kind of making up the background and saying like, it's okay for that stuff to be in the background. And then something that came up is we're talking about like, it's important to have community. It's important to find your community, but like, how do people do it? And I would be, it'd be interesting to hear like how everybody here has kind of found their community. Like we've talked on this retreat about how we each came to Farm to Table through various either social media things or through continuing education events or through other colleagues who have heard about it. But some of the things that like I've found is like I have a very close friend and I found out much later in life that we actually both really enjoy playing games and comic books. And I was like, I didn't know, which is odd because I've known her for good 3/4 of my life. And I didn't know she liked comic books. And so we started kind of going down this rabbit hole and turns out that like she has friends that also like these sorts of things. And now we have like a group of women and we were playing long form role playing games, which it's kind of a dorky thing to do, but it's like... You know, it feeds the soul and has nothing to do with work. And it's totally not a group of people I would have necessarily found. But it's like using, you know, maybe you have somebody who knows a lot of other people you don't know and saying like, hey, let's hang out with some new people. And so now I have this other group of friends and now we're going to go and like read romance books. We have a book club. We're going to read romance books and do crafts together. And I'm so excited. So our first one is next month. And I'm like, yes, I can't wait. It'll be so great. But I'd love to hear how everyone here has found kind of maybe a unique way of finding their communities.
Yeah, I think one of the friend groups that I left for moving away, we for a long time had an ethnic restaurant dinner club. So once a month, we'd rotate who chose the restaurant, but we had all these rules and you can make up your own rules, but it was go to a restaurant. So you're supporting the local community and you have an excuse to get a babysitter or to just get off of work early or get there. And that was the most connected that I think I've ever been with a group of friends, is because once a month doesn't seem like crazy. It's not going to break the bank to go out to eat somewhere. And it wasn't the price of the food. It was that it was a different ethnicity of food that than we had like the last time.